Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan. Today, Chef Daniel Orr and I will be talking about animal husbandry, specifically raising pigs.
This pig, the large black, is known for being very docile, among other things. Hey, boys.
That's Jeff Meese.
I made the mistake of feeding him really good. Hey, come on, let's get some bagels, boys.
He's an entrepreneur in the Bloomington, Indiana area with a number of successful restaurants in his back pocket. In his spare time, he raises animals on his 69-acre farm just outside of town.
They have a bagel hangover.
Hey, boys, come on. Who wants a bagel?
Jeff is an old friend of Earth Eats. We interviewed him about his herd of water buffalo a while back. That's right, he raises water buffalo. It's a trip. Listen to that episode on our website, eartheats.org.
I think I've discovered that their favorite is the jalapeno cheddar.
Really?
But today, we're talking about his other babies, his pigs. The way he interacts with them, you can just tell how fond he is of them. But Jeff does humanely slaughter his animals to feed his family. He does sell his animals for breeding stock. He also does his best to give his animals a happy and healthy life, but there's no getting around the fact that this is a sensitive subject in the foodie community, whether you're a vegetarian or not. You can continue the discussion on our website. Give us your thoughts on raising and harvesting animals, eartheats.org.
I'd never raised any sort of livestock before, but I've always been really intrigued with it. This farm that I bought used to be a pig farm. Semi-industrial, what industrial pig farms were 25 years ago. So I had been at the county fair, and I saw the pigs at the county fair, and they were just nasty, you know, just mean animals to each other, and screaming and biting each other, and that sort of turned me off on pigs. I ended up becoming friends with Becky and Jim Fiedler. And of course, they raise pigs down on the Ohio River, and she was telling me, you know, these black pigs are just great. They're totally different. And it took about a week, and I went down, and I talked her into selling me a pregnant sow. But that'd be fun, you know. I could, because I really wanted to, you know, have the babies. So it's just been a blast. Now this is my biggest boy here, and he is really sweet and friendly, very social. Likes to have his back scratched. Yeah. You want some bagel? So I've got him sold for a woman in Michigan for breeding stock.
So since you didn't have them castrated, you'll probably use them for breeding stock?
Yes, right. Okay. Or, no, not necessarily. So we've already slaughtered. We've eaten three of them. No problem at all. So, no problem. Whether it's a breed thing, partly, or the fact that they're not, you know, running around with girls. The pigs also, they gain better. They have better feed conversion if they're not castrated. And I got to think they're just happier, too. So, no castrating for our boys.
And you think you'll stick with that as your game plan?
I think so, yeah.
Now, you said that you've slaughtered a couple of your hogs. What was that experience like?
It's quite a thing to kill an animal.
Yeah,
you know, quite an experience. A good experience and a very difficult one. It really is sort of a centering experience, and I just thought how, you know, I'm very close to just getting to the point where I'm only going to eat the meat that I kill. You know, it's sort of like as a discipline.
I've always had my employees, you know, I've tried to give them that experience, whether it's killing a chicken or, you know, a goat or lamb we've done before. And I think the reason I do it is to teach them not to waste. And when you've taken a life of something, you really, I think, appreciate everything behind it.
Mm-hmm. Head cheese doesn't seem nearly so weird when it comes from your own pig and you made it yourself. That's what I discovered.
What are some of the other things you've done with the meat that from them? Have you made any bacon?
Yes, we've made bacon that's just phenomenal, just amazing. Jiao bacon as well. I've got a piece of guanciale drying that should be ready in just a few days. We're making lardo. I've got a couple different batches of lardo going.
Tell me about lardo. Did you learn that in Italy?
Yeah. Let's see. Where did I learn about lardo? I think I read about it in a magazine and then actually tried it for the first time Oh, it was amazing. It's like, just, you know, bacon on steroids.
It's just the whitest fat.
What it is, and it's the back cured. Fat, you know, and these guys have, this guy, I bet, is, you know, he's got that thick of fat right through there.
And you just let it melt on your tongue and enjoy the flavor.
Yeah, where I really like it, just heat it up, too, in a skillet really thin, but just heat it up. Now, don't bite me.
Jeff Meese, fending off the bites of his pigs. He's the owner and CFO of One World Enterprises. He dropped the names Becky and Jim Fiedler, the folks who sold him his first sow. Rebecca Fiedler made an appearance on Earth Eats talking in depth about her pigs and pork and bacon. That episode, along with photos and recipes, are available to you on our website, The Foodie World, at your fingertips at eartheats.org. The financial world of Earth Eats is supported by Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop. Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media.
I think I've discovered that their favorite is the jalapeno cheddar.
Yeah, really, those are the best. Put some cream cheese and some avocado slices on those bagels. Mm-mm. I'm Annie Corrigan.